a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
What the f*** moments in Comfort TV?
That's right. Time to get into the good stuff. Trip just nailed you.
Well, that was light.
Oh, the emails are flying in now.
Yeah, I got most of the people are, you know, it's a normal discussion. If people can't handle normal discussions, I don't care.
Hey, and you can disagree. And
absolutely.
They're
disagree
stupid.
With me, you might teach me something because I don't really have a thought. I know what I think's right and wrong. I don't know how to fix it. It's above my pay grade to say, I can fix this. I don't know what the hell's going on. I just know what I watched. I didn't like it. I have tons of cop friends. I don't like that their reputation gets destroyed by this. I have friends who are black, and I don't like that they have to deal with this stuff. So I don't know the answer to any of this nonsense.
It just doesn't seem like anything's working, whether peaceful right. or riotous.
And then I ask the simple question, when did it ever seem like it was?
I guess. It's just broken?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
you just think
broken.
You'd have to try. I mean, they fired those officers.
Yeah. You do the best you can.
You got to.
We're not very decent in bunches.
Right.
That's all it comes down to.
And there's some people.
You just hope that nobody blames every one single representative by the actions of a few. But we do that. That's what we do.
We need to go back to the quarantine. There wasn't a bunch of riots.
You know what? I mean,
there was a couple of protests, but.
You're right.
Just tell everybody you got to stay inside and we won't fight.
Jeremy's got a good point. Go home, everyone.
There were great things about the quarantine.
Stop mingling. Stop talking to each other. The socialization thing has never worked out.
Send a little, you know, little fire emoji on your phone or something that you're angry. Don't worry about going outside.
Or do like Brady did and move into a neighborhood where everybody looks exactly like you and then never leave it.
Click up.
Do like I did. Move into a neighborhood where not everybody looks like you and never leave your home. Just, yeah. It's awful. Anyway, Jeremy, you're here to cheer us up.
Oh, well, yeah.
We're all coming out of the quarantine now, but still people are, you know, not everybody's running around doing stuff. Got a lot of things to find on TV. I, again, watched a Cheers episode last night where Sam encouraged the drugging of a woman for another time. He asked Paul. Paul was a later character in the last couple of years, a big fat guy sat at the end of the bar who had a beautiful girl. And he says to Paul, he goes, how are you doing this? She doesn't want anything to do with me and she likes you. And he goes, she's what you call a chubby chaser. And he goes, come on, man. I've done it. You're throwing her a Mickey, right? I'm like, Sam, stop drugging all your dates. He's like, I've done it. Come on. You can be honest. You threw her a Mickey, right?
Acceptable.
Jesus. And then Cliff saw the woman that didn't like Sam. And he goes, you know what that means, Sammy? She coaches a softball team and does her own carpentry. Like, oh, my God.
It's amazing how now your eyes are so open to these things.
Woke.
You go
the
back.
Word you're searching
yeah, you're
for
woke. Because Brady was woke about Bill and Ted.
Boy, was
you
he
watch
ever.
Bill and Ted.
Boy, I wish I had the clip right now.
What did he take away from Bill and Ted?
I can't play
great
it. It's not in the right channel.
I mean, what did he take from Bill and Ted?
Hold on. He took something from Bill and Ted, and it was pretty awesome. There was this thing Brady took from Bill and Ted's excellent
this is all
adventure.
I remember.
And I don't know, Eric, were there multiple Bill and Ted's? Was it?
Yeah, there was Bogus Journey and then the first one.
Well, I can't find a page, but I do remember Brady taking some.
Yeah.
Fag.
Yeah, that was it. Timing.
Whew, tell you what, I didn't know you were going to go down that road, so I had changed channels. Anyway, Jeremy, give us some comfort oddness from old reruns and television.
All right, let's start out with a little palate cleanser, a little quick one after all your guys' heavy discussion. This is from a Match Game episode from the 70s.
All right.
I can't find the exact episode, but the contestant questions the relationship between Batman and Robin.
Now, I'm guessing Match Game is the one marked MASH.
No.
You don't have any MASH
things yeah, let's, in here? You know what? Let's go to MASH.
Right. I don't
let's
have
not
a Match Game.
It's not in Toledo. All right, MASH. Let's go to MASH. This is season 2, episode 9, titled Dear Dad 3, aired November 10th, 1973. A soldier is in need of a blood transfusion, but he only wants a certain color of blood.
Give me a bottle of your best stuff, Ginger.
Yes, Doc.
Hey, make sure I get the right color of blood, eh, Doc? I wouldn't want any of that darky stuff, you know.
Oh, my God. Hopefully that was one of those episodes Alan Alda directed and everybody got set straight at the end.
Yes, they later on in the episode, they painted his face with some kind of shoe polish to make him look like he had turned black because of
they gave him black blood.
Because of the blood. And
so then he turned into Jimmy Fallon at the end?
Yeah, and there's a life lesson.
Oh, my God, Richard.
Those are the five that I was given. None of them is labeled match game.
Is one labeled Batman and Robin?
Yes.
That one.
Well, there you go.
Jeremy, just do it.
I don't know how I could have mistaken match game for Batman and Robin. My apologies. So clear.
You know how to put stuff in the computer. Why are you having Toledo do it?
I like that he's doing it. You make Toledo do that.
Yeah, I was told
he
to make
He does a good
Toledo
job. We've got a system.
All right, let's play the match game clip. I already introed it.
I don't remember the intro.
Okay, so basically it's from the 70s, the match game, and the contestant questions the relationship between Batman and Robin. Yeah.
Police commissioner said, I think Batman and Robin are blank.
Queer.
And the crowd goes crazy.
They thought it was just great.
And matched all six, right?
Yeah, everybody wins.
Yeah.
We got a Leave It to Beaver clip here. Couldn't find the exact episode because it's been scrubbed from the internet. But
really?
This is a Paul Sura favorite.
Oh, no.
Just play it.
Oh, no.
But there's just one thing I want to say to you, Beaver Cleaver. You're nothing but a miserable cotton-picking little creep.
Oh, cotton-picking.
Cotton-picking.
People don't know how bad that actually is.
It's bad.
I'm thinking it's bad.
Can't trust him, man.
Well, no, not that.
Jeez.
No, you missed the point.
Cut that, Toledo.
That was the point of the
Scrub Brady.
Yeah,
I think we're going to. Oof. Yeah, if you go back and find the meaning of that, you know, it goes back to the words basket case and things like that, but when it came from, not good.
All right, so we got a clip now from the Bad News Bears from 1976. Now, everybody kind of knows that the movie has some questionable things in it, but this was actually part of the theatrical trailer that was released for the movie.
This was in the part that said, go see Bad News Bears.
Yes. This is
only
like,
the trailer, not in the movie?
Oh, it was in the movie, but this was
is part of the cell.
In the cell.
Now, can you imagine?
This summer, baseball's never the same.
Morris Buttermaker, a man so desperate to make a buck that he did the unforgivable. He put a girl on the team.
Boys, I'd like you to meet your new pitcher, Amanda Wurlitzer.
Juice fixed this and now a girl?
That was in the trailer?
That's in
Tanner's
the trailer.
Rant was in the trailer?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Without the beeps, I assume.
Oh, yeah, it was without the beeps.
Wait a minute. People sitting there waiting for Star Wars to start? These are the coming attractions. I wonder what this is.
Hey, you want an attention grabber?
Jews, S-words, N-words.
Yep, all over.
Lord, in the trailer.
Hating women.
And then
the unthinkable
people throwing
woman.
Elbows saying, yeah, I want to go see that.
That looks great.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that.
And now we got a little one just for you. It just sounded funny when I was flipping through stuff. This is from your favorite, John. Rocky and Bullwinkle. No. It's just a little clip of one of their poems.
Don't wreck it.
And now another treat for all you poetry lovers. Bullwinkle's Corner.
Hello there, cat fanciers. Today's poem is that soul-stirring classic, I Love Little Pussy.
All right.
That was a cat he was talking about?
Yes. He said cat.
No.
Aficionados before that.
Some of them are loose. Some of them are tight. But I like when one cuddles with me in the middle of the night.
He also says something about stroking the fur in that poem as well. He said some have long fur, some have short fur.
Some are shaved bald, and those are my favorite.
That's terrible. Well, anyway, Jeremy, thank you. As always.
No poor news? I thought we were going to have some poor news.
Poor news is coming up later. We hit him with that late. He'd already started this ball rolling. Poor news is coming up later in a segment. Jeremy will take over the whole show eventually as we hand it over to him. We'll have a segment a day until you're just doing smuggler's news on Fridays, and then it's all
every Friday.
It's the WTF moments in comfort television. Watching all those reruns over the last few months, you've run into a few awkward moments. Jeremy's finding as many as he can. Nice job, Jeremy.
98. Station identification.
KUPD, Arizona's most